This is a Pod Dealers Network podcast.
Okay, it's day 140. I think 140 when this drops. And still no word from Rhapsody. I just wanted to come back to the table. I've been distracted with some personal things and some things going on, but I wanted to make sure you knew I didn't forget about you, Rap, and I'm here. I'm going to be here. I'm still here waiting. 140, 150, however many days it takes, I'm going to be here. Holla at your boy.
What is TWS Podcast, episode whatever, who cares at this point?
The rant of the vindicated.
It's my podcast and I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still live?
It's not working for me, Rich. We're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS Podcast?
When's ready.
I feel like Neanderthal.
Staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
Damn, ready.
Okay, the last thing that my ego needs is rapping on a primo beat. I'm trying to POP and reach the TOP, you bitch. That was Velvet Days, now I'm a Don like KOT, you bitch. And to my skeptics, I sing fuck you like I'm CeeLo Green, you bitch. Won't catch me begging for a seat, I built my own damn table. Distribute this myself, I built my own damn label. Like Hov,
they try to tell me, gotta quiet down. And I was gonna try to go with it. I love that verse. I guess, yeah, whatever. Back to the show. Welcome to the What Is TWS Podcast. As always, I am J.Dot Flan, representing the White Pants Society, and I want to thank you first and foremost for taking a little time out of your day to just sit, chill. Let's talk about some interesting things, maybe some not so interesting things, but whatever. You know, you could be anywhere else in the world. You're here with me, and I greatly appreciate that. So, yeah, that was weird. Like, you know, I got the younger roommate. I finally did move out, but I think at some point, like, I hipped him, I put him on the Black Thought. Like, he wasn't really familiar with Black Thought, so I put him on the Black Thought, and then he was searching for Black Thought verses, and he ran across this album that he sent me, and it was from this cat I had never heard of, but Black Thought was on one of the songs, but it was a Russ album, and that song in the intro is Inside Job by Russ, DJ Premier, and I'm just like, man, like, how did I not? No, like, I feel hip hop in some way that I had no idea this dude existed. Like, he got mad albums at this point and super nice. It's crazy. But yeah, I had to drop that one on the intro. I love it when people introduce me to music I'm not aware of, and it's dope. Like, don't just introduce me to some bullshit. But that one was actually dope. So I had to do that for the intro for this one. Man, I'm in a good mood, so hopefully I'm not, like, all over the place. I'm in a good mood coming, like, right off the heels of being in a very bad mood, so this is, I don't know, maybe a little, like, hypomania or whatever they call it, but weird space. I'm in here in a new space. I got the red LED lights all across the ceiling, so, like, it really looks like a DMX album cover in here, but, yeah, I'm in a good mood, so hopefully we have a good show. We'll start with the basics, the usual. I did have my time with Chef Elise this week. We had a good time. We made raspberry lemonade, which, you know, I'm not trying to blame nobody for how it turned out. Somebody poured extra lemon juice in the lemonade when I had my back turned, and it wasn't that great. I drank it because, I don't know, I'm in like one of them super dad modes where, like, nah, we're not wasting money and all that. Like, I don't know. I'm turning it down. Don't touch my thermostat. You made it. We eating it. That kind of thing. You ain't got to eat it now, but you're going to eat it. That's the next thing you eat. Breakfast, lunch, whatever. That's what you're going to eat. Like, I'm really in one of them spaces. But yeah, we did the raspberry lemonade. And we did strawberry jam, which I got. I don't know if she's proud of the stuff that we do, but fuck it, I'm proud. Like, I made strawberry jam. Like, from scratch. Strawberry jam. It's only three ingredients. It was crazy. It was mad, you know, easy for what I thought it was going to be. But it was fun. She got to sit and cut up strawberries with me. You know, of course, she couldn't do any of the stuff on the stove, but she got to help me prep. And we made strawberry jam together. And it turned out pretty dope. I sent it all home with her. Because I know she was very proud of the strawberry jam. Because that's like something she'll use a lot. So she was very proud of that. So she wanted to take it home. You know, show mom. So I made sure to package that up and send it with her. But yeah, man, let me just say this, like, new things and 5-year-olds, like, don't go together. Like, I love my sweet pea. I love her to death. Like, that's the most important thing in the world to me. She's more important to me than anything that I've purchased for this apartment. But when she's here, like, my anxiety level is on a million because everything she does is like a stain waiting to happen. It's something about a 5-year-old and the creative ways that they come up with to, like, fuck shit up. Like, it's just I'm constantly like, nah, don't eat that over there. Don't bring that over here. I want you to spill nothing on the rug. I can clean it off the floor. Like, and then trying to have that logical conversation with a kid. Like, if you spill over there, I can just wipe it up. If you spill over here, it's a stain. So, like, I need you to understand the difference between over here and over here. Like, you know they don't get it, but you still say it for some reason. Like, I don't know. I'm not trying to be like, if you come over here again, I'm going to jab you or something. I think if she was a boy, I might be that way. And that may be sexist and toxic and all that other stuff, but I come here to admit my faults. It's what I do. But yeah, good visit with Chef Elise. Our repertoire is growing, you know. So now she doesn't like lemon curd. So I can make lemon curd and that can be my spreadable in the mornings. And she can make strawberry jam and that'd be her spreadable in the morning. I'm gonna have to like get her out of putting whatever we make on the egg. Like I don't mix my sweet and savory. Like if it's savory, it's savory. If it's sweet, it's sweet. Let's end this argument right here. Sugar does not belong in grits, rice, or spaghetti. This is not up for debate. If you do that, something wrong with you. You need to talk to somebody. But yeah, I don't mess with my sweet and savory. And like we make this stuff with berries and sugar and stuff. And then she always like wants an egg sandwich in the morning for breakfast. But then she wants to like rub strawberry jam all over. And it grosses me out. But I got to let her be her. I got to let her do her. Give her freedom. I don't know. Just a little bit of water. Still drinking my spinning water. I don't know if it tastes any better or if it's any healthier for me, but I'm drinking a lot of it. So I feel as if I'm getting use out of this pitcher. So shouts to Mayu Water. They're not paying me for this, but they should be. I'm drinking a lot more water. At least I can say that's one of the benefits. I don't believe it's as quiet as they advertise. It's not as cool as they advertise. I thought it like magically created the cyclone. There's a little spinning thing in the bottom that they don't really show you in the commercials. So it's not magic. I don't know why, like as a 39-year-old man, like I'm upset that it's not magic. Like I'm upset that it has like a practical explanation for how it works. Like, nah, it's supposed to be magic. I bought it because it was magic. With the magic. Like, I feel some kind of way. But you will drink more water. Or maybe if you're like me, you will drink more water. Drinking way more water. I'm sure like other podcasters, I'm reaching a point now in the podcasting or maybe advertisers are just reaching a point where they just doing this dumb shit, whatever. I think I got emailed a month or so ago about some sort of like teeth whitening thing. Like, you know, they wanted me to try the product out and review it, but they wanted me to buy the product and then review it. And then they would give me the money back. And like, I've been in a setup before and it felt exactly like that. No, not doing that. I got hit this week for like, for some reason, I'm very conservative in this sense. Like, I don't even want to say it, but it's like male grooming. I got hit up to review like a ball shaving kit or something. Like, I don't know. I don't even know how I feel about doing that in the first place or talking about it on the show. I guess I've broken that seal now. I said it. Ball shaving. I said it. I can say it again. Ball shaving. Anyway, moving on. But yeah, I don't know if I'm gonna do that, but I will pitch this water pitcher. Of all the things I don't like about it, the one good is that I'm drinking more water. Man, what else? Had a long conversation with my mom today. This has been a weird week, and I've had to make some really like tough decisions, some really difficult decisions. I had to separate myself from a few things that meant a lot to me, but I, you know, Facebook has taught me a lot recently. And one of the memes I came across was about protecting your energy and just, you know, how you don't owe anybody anything. You don't owe anybody your time. You don't owe anybody your energy. You don't owe anybody, you know, your thoughts, your worries, you know, you don't owe people these things. You're not obligated to have to give your energy away to any and everybody that asks for it or that comes and tries to take it. And I think part of my like people pleasing part of my personality, I just give it away, like boom, all right, whatever. Like to the point where people don't even view it as a sacrifice. Cause I do it so freely and so easily that people don't even realize that I'm sacrificing something by giving you this time or making you this important or dropping whatever I was doing, you know. So I've had to rethink some things and make the decision and understand that it's not selfish to protect my energy, you know, and to take some responsibility for the energy I allow around me. I got that one from Oprah. It was an Oprah clip on there about, you know, people around you. Not everybody is going to be responsible for the energy they bring around you. So then you have to take on that responsibility of not allowing certain energy around you and not allowing it to siphon off your energy. So I had to make some really, really tough decisions. And I have a lot of tough decisions left to make. And that's just life, man. Like life is tough decisions. Like, I think that's why they say don't sweat the small stuff, because like it's way tougher decisions coming down the pipe. So these little ones, you won't need to have to, you know, make moves, get agile with, because you know they're gonna be some ones to make you pause. These ain't the ones. You know what to do. You know what your heart is telling you. Make that move. But yeah, I did a couple of those things this week. I did a couple of those things earlier today, and I guess I'm somewhat proud of myself. Like I'm coming out of the down part of it where I was, you know, not feeling that great, and kind of waking up into the new reality and the possibilities of the new reality. Like if I've eliminated these certain things from my life, like I now have time back. I now have energy back, like literally energy, like just the thought and the care I was given to certain situations. I can focus that on other places. And I got some other places that I'm getting a much better return on investment, much better ROI, you know, from a B. Technically, I don't know who uses ROI, investors or something. Anyway, so now, yeah, I have more of that to give to those situations. And I'm excited about that. Like, I don't know. This was funny. Like, I don't know. Like growing up, my mom used to call it like when you was a kid and you was trying to act like an adult, or you was doing something out of your place as a child, they said you was smelling yourself. Like basically that, you know, like you finally get old enough that you get a little musty, you know, and now you're smelling yourself. So that's what they used to say. And today, like, I was literally smelling myself. Like I was smelling myself because I was proud of that I'm growing up a little bit, even at like 39, like I'm still like learning how to adult. So I did some higher level adulting than I have been doing in a long time today. And I was smelling myself because I was feeling good about that. And also I got a thing with wrinkles, right? This is way off the subject, but I do have a thing with wrinkles, and I had to do a couple things today that required me to like be on camera and do meetings and stuff like that. And so I've changed shirts, I don't know, 3-4 times a day, like unnecessary amount of time. I have not left the house, but I've changed shirts like at least 3-4 times a day, because I just, you know, I don't want to be on the camera with the wrinkles. Like I just, it's a thing. And I can't, like, it might even be the same shirt, but after I get off the camera, I got to take it off, hang it up somewhere, put on another shirt that I can really just like lay around and do stuff with, and then let that get all the wrinkles. And then when it's time to jump back on the camera, I got to put the non-wrinkled shirt back on. But yeah, every time I was switching shirts, like I was literally smelling myself. Like, dog, like my cologne, I smell pretty good. My cologne and my soaps that I'm doing a lot to try to become like a grown up. I don't know if other people go through this or if anybody, you know, has had this experience like this late in life. But like I'm buying soaps that got scents and stuff to it, and I'm thinking about stuff, and I'm using fabric softener. You know, like I never, growing up, fabric softener was some shit you saw on the commercials that you thought white people used. Like I couldn't fathom a reality that required or even had the resources to have fabric softener. Now, like, I'm buying fabric softener, and I buy the one that smells, I got like lavender and vanilla or some shit. Like, I don't, and it smells awesome, and I love it. And every time I cuddle up in my blanket to go to sleep at night, I remember the good decision I made at Target. But yeah, today I was smelling myself, putting my shirts on. I was like, damn, dude, the soap is working out for you. Ain't nobody here to smell you, but you smell amazing. And I just want to let you know that. So that was my grown up moment for today. Oh, man. So that's what's been happening with me. Here's what I have observed happening with the rest of the world. Let's see. I'm hoping this will be entertaining. I guess the Oscars were tonight. I don't watch award shows. I'm just not big into award shows. I don't want to say the reason why. I think it sounds preachy, but I'm just not big into award shows. But it happened tonight, and so let me scroll through this a little bit. It's Hollywood, so there's got to be something I can make fun of. But let's see. I did see the one headline that the first female of color won best director. So that's pretty dope. It always strikes me like that we still hitting first. And maybe that's just a forever thing. Like there's always going to be some category there's always going to be some ground that hasn't been, touched yet. Like there's always going to be something that we haven't done yet. So there'll be a first. I don't know. It's weird to me every time we have one of these firsts, but we had the first, female woman of color win best director. I'm not saying her name because I don't want to butcher the lady's name. I feel like I don't, and it looks mad simple, but I still feel like I'm gonna mispronounce it. I'm not gonna let y'all pressure me into doing it. Let's see, Soul won for best animated feature. I don't know. I guess I'm supposed to be happy about that. I didn't see it. Anybody see it? I didn't see it. Let's see. Two Distant Strangers wins best live action short. For some reason, I felt like saying that because the picture had a black dude in it. So I'm assuming. Damn, I come back to that lady's name. Like, it's got one of those, like, accent symbols. It's a lot. It's not a whole lot of letters. But it's just, there's an accent symbol. There's, a Z and an H next to each other that makes me nervous. Like, I just don't want to mess the lady. I'm Chloe, I believe, is the first name, and I'm gonna take it. Zhao, y'all tell me. I'm sure I messed that up. I'm sure it sounds different in her native tongue. She's probably American. What am I doing? Anyway, that happened to me like a while back. Super Bowl, not last year, but like the year before last. I think when it was the Chiefs and the 49ers. I was in the house with the homie I had. That's when I lived with Rostradamus and Apple Juice. And we was in there. We watched the Super Bowl together. And we got in an argument about what ethnicity Patrick Mahomes was. And so we was all arguing, trying to figure out like what Patrick Mahomes was. And we had the little Google Home in the house. So eventually somebody got the smart idea. We're going to settle this bet. And we're just going to ask Google what Patrick Mahomes is. I think I got a Google right here, but I'm not going to do it. To our shock, the answer to the question, what ethnicity is Patrick Mahomes, was American. And so then we all felt racist. And we all were in that moment, I guess. We was getting ethnicity and race confused. It's all crazy. Let's see. Ma Rainey's Black Bottom wins Oscar for best makeup and hairstyling. Okay. All right. Looks like Judas and the Black Messiah picked up one best supporting actor. I'm not going to try to say his name. I'm sure I've heard it before, but we're just going to say Daniel, dude that played Fred Hampton. That was a dope movie. I really enjoyed that movie. It is very difficult watching those kind of movies here in Texas. Like I know the world I'm walking back out into, and some of the movies, like you're going to leave in an emotional state one way or another. And then you got to walk back out into a world where, don't nobody else look like you in the surrounding area. And it's weird. I want to share these things with you because who else am I going to tell? I don't know. Anyway, that's the Oscars. There wasn't much entertaining that I could talk about in that, but I did it. I covered it. You can't say I didn't. The thing that I did want to talk about, the thing that really has struck me over the last couple days is the other shooting that happened, I think, what is it, in Ohio? I know the the young lady's name, last name was Bryant. I don't think I know the first name. But apparently the cop showed up on the scene because someone called saying that there was a person trying to stab them. And from what I haven't seen, like any of the video, I've seen stills from the video, but from the stills in the video, you know, you can see the young lady look like she's about to stab the other, you know, individual. Like she's off the ground, it almost seems like rearing a knife back. And again, I haven't seen the video, so I don't know what the police officer's exact reaction was. I don't know what he said when he got out of the car, what warnings he gave, how long it took him. I'm hearing it was a matter of like 11 seconds or something from the time that he got out of the car to the time he started firing. I don't know any of that to be true. I don't know. That one is a difficult one for me. And I think we need to, you know, I've had shows before where I talked about slowing down. Like we need to slow down. We do have this culture where it's like the moment something happens, you have to have an opinion on it right then and there. Like I got to get, if you see a headline, you need to feel a certain way immediately. You can't wait and like find out the whole story before you react. I think we need to find out the whole story and look at things to make sure like they're the same. Because this is what, and I say that not because I don't want justice for everybody. I don't want, because I feel like there are going to be people who, if the whole group don't go in the direction of like defending this one or being outraged about this one, it's going to come across as, you know, it's a black woman and that's why we don't care as much or something. Like that's the narrative that's going to be given. And I don't necessarily believe that is the narrative. But yeah, I feel like we need to slow down, you know, but there's pressure to react, but we need to slow down. And we had the situation with what, like LeBron James put out the tweet, I think showing the officer and saying, you're next. Now, I get it. I get that the situation is the officer killed a young black lady and you're next could be interpreted as like violence coming toward him. To be honest with you, to be 100% honest, when I saw, you know, that's what they, because I was looking for, what did he tweet that he had to take down? This is another one of them situations where I didn't, the only reason I know something happened is because of all the reaction it got. I never saw the thing happen. I just saw a whole bunch of people react to it. So I had to search and figure out like what he actually said. And so when I got down to the tweet, like really, the way I took it was you're next and like you're the next Chauvin, whatever that dude is, like you, the next police officer to be on trial and possibly face consequences for your action. I didn't take it as he's put a hit out on a police officer. But of course, you know, that's spun out of control. And I think you got a bar that's not playing NBA games right now until LeBron is expelled from the league. But Trump put out some an official like response, like, you know, like it was, I don't know, it was a fit. It wasn't even a tweet. Like it was written up. I guess he can't tweet, right? It was like this, like a press release or something on his response to LeBron James. And then I think the one that bothered me the most was whatever the dude name is, Wiley, the former NFL player. He's a sports commentator. He talks about sports. And I guess like they use him a lot to speak on these kind of issues and commentate on these kind of issues. I think it's weird that sports commentator, if you're a sports commentator, your job is to be a journalist in the arena of sports. And so many of these people have a criticism for athletes that speak out about social issues, but they don't see the hypocrisy in them being mad about what an athlete does off the court. You see what I'm saying? Like, your job is to comment on the sports. His political opinions have nothing to do with how well he plays the sport. So if you are following the same rules you're trying to make him follow, shut up and play, well, you shut up and watch the game and talk to me about that. But that's a stance. I'm not trying to take that stance. It's mad aggressive. But shut up and watch the game. But yeah, he said something about, because I know LeBron put out another tweet where he talked about the system, and we talk about this being systemic, and just the numbers and the frequency, like it's getting hard to deny that it's systemic. But you know, LeBron mentioned the system, and so this guy Wiley, I don't know why I can't remember his name today, said something about, you know, you talking about the same system that allowed you to be a millionaire and never get arrested. he don't even see the self-hate in the word allow. Who allowed LeBron James to be anything? He didn't work for any of that. He didn't overcome shit to get any of that. Like, I mean, yes, we live in a world where you pay an exorbitant amount of money to watch sports. So the people who perform for you in those arenas get paid an exorbitant amount of money. But he didn't land there. No, nobody allowed him to land there. Like, if you're saying somebody allowed him to become what he became, like, that, for lack of a better word, that sounds like a slave mentality. Like, you only free enough, or you only can succeed as much as they allow. Like, I don't even think he understood the word allow. And maybe he just used the wrong word, but it fucked his whole point up for me. And allow you to never be arrested. Up until I was, 36, 37? I don't know how old I was when I got arrested. But nobody allowed me to not be arrested. I worked hard to not be arrested. Like, I didn't do shit that would get me arrested to not be arrested. Like, I didn't think that was somebody's grace they were just bestowing upon me to allow me to stay free. Like, I think I worked at that. I think I actively participated in my ability to not get arrested. I don't believe anybody allowed me to have that shit. So, I don't know. Shit is crazy right now. Be slow to respond. Be slow for the outrage. Be slow to divide. Be slow to attack each other if you don't agree on how we see an issue. But just, we got to slow it down. We got to slow it down. I'm telling you, if you put your energy and you direct your energy into something that they can prove is false, it's then going to destroy your entire argument. They're going to use that to invalidate your entire argument. Now, everything that you ever had a problem with is invalid, because you chose the wrong side on this one. So I'm just saying, be slow. Get the facts. Don't judge people for waiting. Don't judge people for trying to figure out what happened before they have something to say. Don't put pressure on people to have something to say. Let people come to an informed opinion, you know, and then respect them for their opinion, as long as it's informed. Like, you should respect them either way. The kumbaya shit is getting old for me. I really want to spaz on somebody, but I'm trying to be a grown up, and I'm not going to do that. Kinder, gentler, flan. I hope y'all appreciate it. Most people don't. I don't know. I could go into that, but I won't. We're closing in on 30 minutes. I think I've had a pretty decent episode. I can't think of anything else that I want to talk about that I missed. Mortal Kombat was pretty good. You know, like, it was a Mortal Kombat movie. If you enjoy the games and you like gruesome stuff happening to people, it was good. I guess nobody goes to a Mortal Kombat movie for a compelling storyline. Like, so, yeah, I think the audience that's going to go see Mortal Kombat is going to enjoy Mortal Kombat. And hopefully it made enough money that they can make more movies. That came completely out of nowhere, but I wanted to talk about it. I was looking for something else to say. But with that said, let me do my usual calls to action. Zaya Fitness on Instagram, Z-A-Y-A-H Fitness. He can be your fitness and nutrition coach. He can help you reach your goals. I'm going to get him to help me dunk. It's going to happen. I'm going to be like 40 plus under 6 foot dunking. I'm waiting. It's going to happen. I believe in it. And Zaya Fitness is going to get me there. So, yeah, Z-A-Y-A-H Fitness. Holla at him. He can get you where you need to be. Help me out, people. Tavares Taylor Charities, ttcharities.org. Please check them out if you're looking for ways to be impactful. Now is the time to be impactful. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of momentum toward positive change, and it can easily be derailed. But if you're looking for ways to contribute your energy, to focus your energy in a positive direction, that's helping people, TT Charities is a great place to start. Donate what you can, time, money, books, clothes, a like, a repost, a retweet. It all helps. But yeah, ttcharities.org. Please check them out. And then I have my websites, whatistws.com and definefunctional.com. Those are my two podcast and websites. Got a ton of merch out there. I got the For the Algorithm, you know, shirts going right now. I got a few other, you know, shirt and slogan things going out there. I think they all dope. I've been getting samples in like every other day, and every time I step out the house, I'm pretty much stepping out in a What Is TWS shirt, and I think they super dope. I'm wearing my signature line. I got like the J.Flan in handwriting across the front. How narcissistic is that, though? It looks super dope, and so I'm enjoying wearing it. But at the same time, like, I'm wearing a shirt with my name written in large letters across the front. Whatever, it's dope. Go get one. You can use the code ALGORITHM, ALGORITHM. I felt the need to spell it. You can use the code ALGORITHM for 20% off your entire order. So get you a mug, get you a shirt, get you a hoodie, get you a hat, whatever, you know. You got it. You know, you want it, we got it. Hit me up. And then new episodes of the podcast come out every Monday. If you've enjoyed what you heard today, please stop, you know, subscribe, review. Let me know what it is you liked. If you didn't like it, let me know what it is you didn't like. I accept all feedback, and I appreciate you all. So with that said, I think I'm going to rock out with, what is it? Yeah, somebody else hit me up to a song that I didn't know anything about. Another name I'm not going to try to pronounce, because I'm just not trying to butcher people's names. Like, I'm going to get more informed to the point that I can say these things, but I'm not there yet. You know, slow. Be slow to judge. Toby. Y'all know the guy, Toby. That sounds fucked up, but y'all know who I'm talking about. Yeah, the song Father Figure, somebody sent me that. I hadn't heard it before, but just looking at the lineup, it was crazy. Toby, Black Thought, and Royce. Of course, Royce is my man, so I really enjoyed his verse. So I figured I'd rock out with that. So until we speak again, be safe, be the light, be easy. I love y'all.
African estate, grass and grapes. Masculine and slave master hate. Exactly when they emasculate. Congratulate gay or master hate. As the black lady to shake. They fascinated, they masturbate. The black parade straight exacerbates the actual hate they imaginate. That's when they raise his straight. Harasses as they evacuate. Imagine wearing a mask and where can't imagine making it past the day. Hell is hated. Heaven's an elevated, melanated masquerade. You celebrate, they are vaccinate. You separate, they assassinate. Weapons mastered, yes, they active. Yes, they match to mash to raid.